the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. It's incomprehensible. A scandal, in fact. Indeed, physically, as you look at yourselves, you resemble nothing like Christ's body. Outwardly, you are not Christ. That's apparent. We look different, we act different, we dress differently. Thanks be to God that we are not all one uniform physical body. Thankfully, the text does not say, for we were all baptized by one Spirit and made clones of one another. Baptism does not undo God's work of creation. But therein lies the scandal. There is one Lord, one Christ, undivided, the crucified, resurrected, ascended Lord. There is the one nail-pierced body of Christ, glorified in his resurrection, exalted on high by the Father because he is willing in his body to submit to death, even death on a cross. But we are many. Many in a multitude of ways. Just look around you. A panorama of shades of skin, of shapes of body, even of degrees of hair loss. Many in a myriad of ways. A plethora of abilities. Those who sing loud and those whose voices cower behind the boisterous. Those who read Greek fluently. And those who read English fluently. Those who preach with a golden mouth. And those who pray with the mouth of David. Yet that's where the problem surfaces. How can this many be one? One body. Truly the one body of Christ. And the multiplicity doesn't stop there. We are many in a multiplicity of ways, even in ways that God never intended or created. We are many by the cacophony of our words and actions. Words and actions by which you yell to all the rest of the many, I don't need you. You are not part of the body. Question is posed for theological debate on this campus, and without recourse to scripture or the confessions, you say to your brother or sister, my mind is made up. There is no discussion. I don't need you. Your child needs your guidance, requests your bodily presence, and your response is, I'm too busy. I must study. I must take a break from studying. I must finish my article. And your child begins to believe that she is not a part of the body. At least one part of the body is not interested in her. A pastor or layperson in another congregation in the same circuit as yours struggles with the issue of communion fellowship. You are frustrated by their current practice, so you stonewall them. You avoid them and the issue. And the message is, I don't need you. There is that one lady in your congregation. She is always negative, bemoaning this ailment or that, complaining about the other residents in her retirement center, lambasting her son and daughter-in-law who don't care for her enough. You postpone taking the Lord's Supper to her. Repeatedly, she begins to wonder, does Pastor care for me? Does God care for me? Am I a part of the body? You, the many, in a multitude of ways, are one. One body. That's the way it is with Christ. His body is one. The one who was crucified for you is the same crucified one who was resurrected and ascended on high for you. And the crucified and ascended one sent his one spirit from on high to put you to death and to raise you to new life in the blood-filled waters of the one bath of Jesus. All of you, many in such a multitude of ways, all washed, all forgiven, all drowned, all put to death in the same water, the same flood. And all of you made to drink of that one and only Spirit of God, whose life-giving breath moved over the waters of your one baptism into God's holy name. You were all baptized in the same baptism. Note, I did not say one baptism, the same baptism. Baptized into one body, the only body that has arisen from the dead, the body of Christ that now lives before his Father. There is no other body. And there is no you outside of his body. All those who live by faith live only in his body. All those who will live forever in their bodies will live only in his body. So one part of the body cannot say to another part, I don't need you. You are not part of the body. If they live, that is, if they have put on Christ's body, they live in the body. Christ cannot deny his own body. Neither can you. The body lives as a whole. Everything that happens to the body happens to all of Christ's body. The crucifixion of any part of the body is your crucifixion. The rejoicing of any part of the body is your rejoicing. For you are one body, one living body, the body of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.